Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Got a bossy bitch on here today. Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam. And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded in Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 1096. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yes, I'm being bossy. It's getting close. It's getting close to your bedtime.
It is.
Yeah. I'm about 30 minutes over right now. So
I got a dog
I had my bowl of Cheerios at 8:30. I need to floss at 8:45, brush my teeth, put my mouth guard in, and then take my my fish oil, you know, vitamin, and then I need to lay down and listen to some brown noise so I could fall asleep by like 9:15.
Jesus.
Okay, grandma.
Routine.
Is this what I have to look forward to?
Oh yeah. It's not so bad, actually.
I've got a question.
I mean, it sounds kind of relaxing, to be honest.
I got a question. So the other day, I was talking with some neighbors, and they were, telling coming out stories and stuff. And did you guys have, when you guys, came out, did, people go, we knew, or I knew? Or did they, go, oh, I was surprised?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they knew, they just didn't say, you know. I think my mom knew. I think she did say something like, well, I've kind of known since you were young, but I think that she's really the only one that ever kind of said it.
I had several people were genuinely surprised. And on very few, I think, genuinely knew, other than the ones whose penises had been in my mouth at that point.
They were telling stories, and it reminded me of my friend Amanda. And Amanda's always like, if you don't think being gay is genetic, just look at my family. My grandpa was gay. He died of AIDS. My uncle transitioned into a woman. My mom's gay. My brother's gay. She's like, my daughter's now non-binary and is, likes girls. So anyway,
everybody Amanda's gay brother, up in this place.
Exactly. Amanda's brother came out and they were telling me the story. He was 16 or 17. They live in Columbia, Missouri, which surprisingly Columbia is very progressive for Missouri. But anyway, David went and launched in this huge monologue that involved lots of tears and on and on and on and on, they said. And Anne Marie, his mom's partner, and Debbie were okay, just listening. And she said it went on for an hour. Yeah. There might have been a song involved. I don't know. But anyway, he finally confesses, I'm gay, after an hour. Debbie goes, we know. And he was like, how did you know? And they were like, David, we've always known. And he was like, why didn't you tell me? And she was like, we couldn't tell you. You had to figure this out on your own. But they were like, it was so dramatic and just tears and just over emoting and just on and on and on. And they were just waiting there patiently for him to just say it.
Aww.
So everyone in her family's gay but her?
And her dad.
That's
why
interesting.
And then
that seems not real.
Debbie has three siblings. So the one transitioned, Debbie's a lesbian, and then her other two, one other brother, one sister are straight. But one of them's an Amway, so they're weird in their own way.
What's Amway?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Amway is pyramid scheme of selling stuff.
I know what that is. I thought you were saying it's a a sexual thing. Like,
no,
I was like,
well, I mean, it could be
like,
no,
pansexual selling... or something, you know.
No. Amway.
That is that still a thing?
Yep.
No.
Why do I not know what that is?
Oh, it's you're a pyramid scheme enough. From like, what was that, the 80s and 90s? Like,
it's still going because I have friends that work the big Amway conventions that they go to celebrate, you know, they hit their million, whatever, whatever.
I forget what they sell, though.
The just name, all kinds of stuff.
The name sounds familiar, but I never really knew what they did.
It's a catalog situation.
Yes.
And you order from it, but it's kind of like... It's kind of like an Avon situation, except for Avon's really not a pyramid scheme. You know, you just purchase stuff. But this is a little sketchy. It's like you get people under you, and then they get people under them. And then it's weird.
You subscribe to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
It's very, it's very, my mom used to be like, if any of my friends do Amway, they're no longer our friends because I'm not fucking talking to them.
Wild.
Yeah. But what can we talk about on this episode? Music, maybe? Oh no, let's talk about this.
Oh, well, all right, go on.
So we had a big change in politics, which I was very concerned about in the beginning. If you guys saw the debate. I was very concerned and scared because I was like, oh my God, we're going to be living in 4 years or more of pure hell again. But you guys, Biden stepped down. Mm-hmm. Kamala is up. And it's actually fucking amazing what's happening.
Like, I think it was all a plan. I really do. Because they waited till after the RNC and they had made it all about how old Joe Biden was. And then as soon as it was over, he was like, P.S., I'm peacing out. I'm giving it to her. I'm handing it over to her. And then they all went ballistic because now he's the old man that's running and he's losing his mind.
And it's showing, like, it's. Because I don't know how I felt about it before the actual decision, because people were asking me and I was like, oh, I don't know, because I like her, but honestly, during this whole administration, we haven't heard a lot about her, you know.
Well, you don't hardly ever hear, you don't hear that VP a lot.
Yeah, but you kind of still know what they're doing. Like, we knew what Joe Biden was doing when he was with Obama. I mean, we knew he was doing stuff, but
I felt like I knew a lot about Al Gore back in the day
because he invented the internet.
Oh, that must be it. That must be why. No, because I was mad at Tipper for shitting all over Prince and Madonna back in the day.
Oh, that's true.
I don't remember that. What happened?
She's the reason we have parental advisory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But they were the ones that she used to, like, the filthy, as an example?
Filthy 15. There were 15 songs, some of which were warranted, like the song by Wasp, Animal, Fuck Like a Beast.
Was it Dress You Up on there?
It was Dress You Up, yeah, by Madonna was on the Filthy 15. That song ain't even dirty.
No.
Yeah, but Madonna had a book, and it automatically associates.
No, this was before, this was before the book.
This was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and when did Madonna do the book?
The Two Live Crew came, and boy, that sent Tipper Gore over the edge.
And also Darling Nikki by Prince, which is a dirty song.
That's a dirty song.
That's a dirty song. But yeah, no, Tipper Gore was like shitting her pants about it, and specifically about Darling Nikki, because like one of the kids was listening to it. And, you know, I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby masturbating with a magazine. I could see being upset that your kids were listening to that, but like, be a better parent.
That wasn't on the radio, was it? So no. Like, you had to get the CD and like also
CD,
listen to that shit.
The cassette, Ricky.
Oh yeah,
cassette. 1984.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I can understand it now because everything's digital and kids have access to digital stuff like instantly. So Like, I could see that parents were upset over like the new Taylor Swift album compared to her previous ones, because there's a lot of cursing and there's like subject matter that probably 10-year-olds shouldn't really know, you know, or so I could see that. But back in the day, like, you should fucking listen to that shit before your kid does.
Well, they just heard Purple Rain and they were like, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
If they knew anything about Prince, they'd have known how horny he was.
Well, they didn't. They were white. one of my friends from college said that he used to DJ the school dances and he used to play Me So Horny all the time.
Oh, Me So Horny.
And then, like, at prom, like, some teacher started paying attention and, like, made him shut it down. But he's like, I played it, like, 6 or 7 times. It's different dances. And they never paid attention.
I honestly had no idea. Do you know the song Too Close by Next?
Yes.
I had no idea it was about erections until I was a whole ass adult. And they used to play that song at school dances all the time. And I still fucking love that song, but
listening it's dirty.
To lyrics, it's
dirty.
It's dirty. But all the kids was on the dance floor.
How old were you?
When we're grinding.
How old were you when
I
that
get
was
so excited?
Adam, how old were you when that came out?
That was what, 97?
Something like that, yeah.
Or like 13?
I was like 20. Yeah, I was 20.
I had no idea. And my friend Mandy finally was like, because I was singing in the car, she's like, are you listening to what you're singing? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I like this song. She's like, you need to listen to the words
Ooh,
a little bit clear. And so then
close.
I started, and then I was like, oh shit.
I feel a little poke coming through
on you. That's on a playlist. I have that on a playlist.
So. I love that song. And they also used to play Peaches and Cream by 112.
Mm.
I'm like, what 12-year-olds are dancing up in this school gymnasium to fucking Peaches and Cream?
You know what? The 90s was really good with that kind of thing, though. Like, really dirty
Pony.
Songs were popular.
Pony?
Yeah, Pony.
Pony.
Really dirty songs were popular. And the radio, like, no cutting it out. Like, there was nothing.
We, 6th grade, slow dance into I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. Like, what?
The thong song.
Oh my god, the thong song.
Thong, was thong, thong, thong. Those were the days. Like, music was good back then.
Yeah.
That's why I get so irritated with people that I went to school with when they're like, oh my god, I can't believe the WAP song. That's just so nasty. And I was like, girl, you used to listen to the Two Live Crew cruising around. Shut up.
Well, I also get pissed off because it's fine for a guy to sing some nasty shit, but as soon as a woman expresses any kind of, like, you know, anything she wants, it's like, oh, it's nasty. It's not good for kids. And I'm like, you want a wet ass pussy? Admit it.
Girl, you were given blowjobs in the 7th grade. Shut up. Don't think I forgot that.
I don't know. I liked music from the 90s, so I'm kind of stuck
still,
there.
I have been making a concerted effort to listen to more current music. And it's been going really, really well. There's a lot of new stuff that I listen to. And I don't really want to talk about Chapel Roan because everybody else is. And I feel like it's been done. It's been said.
Well, can we just say, though, you did tell us about her, like Jerry and I, we were discussing in the group chat. You told us about her a couple of years ago, I think. Like
last year.
Oh, was it last year? Okay.
Yeah,
it was.
But even, you know, they say it took a while for that to kind of hit.
It did. And I'm happy for her success. And I think she's very, very talented. But I listened to the whole album a lot last year. And it's overdone for me right now. I like the new, I like Good Luck, Babe, like the new song.
Mm-hmm.
And
what happened to make her so popular? Was she on like Saturday Night Live or something? Or
Lollapalooza, I believe she or not.
Oh, no, that was before.
No, what's
that.
The other one? What's the other one up here? Ian, what's that big concert up in? No, up in.
Oh, we have a fourth person on our show.
Past Palm Springs, Coachella.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was on like Jimmy Fallon or something.
Yes, and
I did
drag.
See that interview. Yeah, she was on an interview, and I saw her Tiny Desk concert, which was cute. She had lipstick in her teeth. Did she know
like
that?
From bumfuck Missouri, like population 700 or something.
Well, I can see why she is the way she is.
Well, she's also bipolar, so.
Mm. Well, they make good musicians and songs, so that's fine.
Yeah. No, I like Chapel Roan. I do. I don't consider it new music necessarily, unless like Good Luck Babe came out this year. What else have I been listening to? Honestly, like I have to say that I enjoy Sabrina Carpenter. I enjoy Charlie XCX, Brat Summer. I do.
I haven't listened to that full album, but yeah, the line dance disco music, I'm like there for it with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm just like, and the clapping, I love it.
I'm Espresso was great. I like Please, Please, Please. I think the lyrics are good. No, I'm having a good time with that. What else? I'm looking at my playlist here.
Is she country, Sabrina Carpenter? Is she supposed to be?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I don't really know her other than those two songs. So I didn't know if she's like new into country or anything like that. So
no. Oh, Jade from Little Mix finally had some solo stuff. Angel of My Dreams. If you haven't listened, Ricky, I suggest. I don't know if you'll like it.
Right. Hold on. Let me pull up my Spotify.
Actually, haven't all the Little Mix women, when they've done solo stuff, have been pretty good.
Yeah, they've been decent. My least favorite is probably Leanne.
I don't even know.
The white one just did something. And I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Perry.
Yeah.
The white one.
I like Perry. What else has come out recently? The Kylie, Bebe Rexha, Tuvalu. It's fine. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. It's fine. Yeah. Vanessa Williams is back, kind of.
That is an interesting.
Isn't it so thing. Funny that I was like, she needs a disco album, and then bam.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a little pandering to the gays, but what are you going to do? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's her audience.
But she's, also, like, she's been on Drag Race and all those shows. So, I mean,
that's her audience. That's, she supported her through everything.
Yeah. And I'm fine with it, but like, is it terribly original? No. But it's good. It's fun. I'm here for that. The new Alison Goldfrapp single is good. I Want to Be Loved Just a Little Better. I'm excited for the Purple Disco Machine album to come out. There's been a couple of gay guys who have been pretty consistently good. Like, I really like Z Machine. And you guys have heard a couple of his songs and you do like him.
Do we?
You do. Bentley.
Oh, what about Katy Perry's new songs? Oh, you just love them, don't you?
Hit the buzzard.
Ugh.
I
can't
it.
Really stand her right now. Like, I don't know.
It's a little bit of a we love to see somebody fail situation with Katy Perry, I think, right now. Which is, you can't deny, like, Teenage Dream had some catchy fucking songs.
Mm-hmm.
That it's up there with what, like, fucking Bad by Michael Jackson for most hit singles.
Yes.
Granted, she had to repackage it at least once and re-release some singles and shit like that or whatever. But she just made some bad decisions. And I think it is a little sad that people do want to see her fail.
I don't think I want to see her fail. It's just the two songs that came out sound like a song she came out like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, it's not.
Well, she's trying to get the package again.
It's just not good. It's not exciting.
I know you guys liked it, but I did not like the new Kesha song that much.
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was interesting.
That's what I just said. You guys liked it. I didn't like it.
I know, but I don't even know why I like it. I think because I like the beginning of it. It's just not like, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But I'm looking forward to her album to see if she goes back to like kind of being like, I don't know, I'd say a dirty girl, but you know, like her old songs.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a party girl.
Yeah, I want to see if she goes back to that, but I'm excited.
I am looking forward to if I've talked about her in the past like years ago, but Gavin Turek.
Yes.
Gavin space Turek has come out with like 3 or 4. They range from like really fucking good to like decent. Her last like 4 releases. But IOU is a fucking bop. Disco Boots is great. She just had a new single out this week, Out of My Mind. It's pretty good. Excited for that album. What else?
We go to Adam for music now. We just like, could you send us something?
Dagny, if you haven't heard of Dagny, I would recommend listening to the Dagny album, Dagny. Strawberry Dream is a really good song that came out earlier this year, but the whole package is pretty good. Also, this pop singer named Flory that's been around for a while, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about her before. That's Florrie. She's got like an EP or something out fairly recently that's really good.
I forgot to talk about my Queen Herbie concert that I went to.
Oh yeah,
that was fun. She played at Lollapalooza, and then she had like a after concert at Park West. And it was really good. She enjoyed
acoustic.
It.
No,
she's kind of like R&B rapper kind of situation. Is that how you would describe her, Adam? Like, she's a white girl that. I don't know.
It's like, it's Fergie-esque.
Okay. I kind of feel like it's more like alternative though. Like,
yeah, it's less pop.
And it's kind of dirty. Like, she has some dirty songs, you know.
Well, so. That's your thing, really, dirty songs or
Women. Music. By women.
Or lesbian music.
Well, she was in a group or a duo called Carmen.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
She was the vocalist there. And it was, she's definitely gotten a harder edge, I would say, as Queen Herbie. But I think there's still that, like, Carmen was a little bit Fergie-ish in that, like, I'm a white girl who's kind of rapping, but kind of also singing and kind of being like sassy.
I don't know. I don't know them from that. I don't know her from that group. I'll have to go back and listen, but she just came out with a new EP. Like, she came out, Queen Herbie came out with a new EP. Like, I don't know, like a month ago before her performance at Lollapalooza. So, it was a good time. And then we went to Cheesy's and got oh God, that sandwich was so greasy and gross. But Cheesy's is like a grilled cheese restaurant that it's open super late, and they're pretty good actually. But
I think Cheesy's is overrated, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, did too after I ate it, and I was like, oh, I don't feel good anymore.
Oh, speaking of. More than one of us has had a situation recently.
We always got to talk about sharts.
Oh my God.
That's what you get for making fun of me when I sharted the other day.
That's true. I have had actually two. I don't know if I mentioned that there were two.
You did not.
And both times when I was walking Badger.
Like, why don't you poop before you walk?
Well, here's the thing. I do, but I think I actually might have had food poisoning and not realized it. Because the past week I have felt 100% fine, but things have been not okay downstairs. But it's like not like my stomach is hurt. Like I haven't had a fever. I haven't felt sick, anything like that. It's just been like, oh, I have to poop. Oh, wait, it's like an exploding volcano.
Oh, God. Yeah. I get so on my morning walks. I get so close to it. Like it's. I'm like sweating that last block trying to get here. And I messaged Tony immediately. It's like, if you're in the bathroom, you need to get out right now.
And it was like every day this past week. And I was driving home the other day and I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And there were it was this past weekend. And there were, if you live in Chicago, there are, during the summer, people can request to just fucking close blocks or close streets, to have like a block party. And they get permission from the alderman and they just close streets. And like hardly anybody announces it. And you're just driving along and fucking shit is blocked off. So that shit was happening. And then somebody thought they had the right of way and almost hit me and then decided it would be a good idea to yell at me through the window, which is never a good idea for me. Because I will be right back in your face. But like, I was on the verge of shitting my pants. And I had to slam on the brakes. And I was like, well, this is it. I'm shitting my pants in the car. Because I had to, you know, slam on the brakes. And like, you, in that kind of situation, if your bowels are already tenuous at best, like it's going to happen. But I did not shit my pants.
Good job.
And she was like, I had the fucking right away. And I was like, the fuck you did, you cunt.
Adam.
The thing is, I try to be calm, but like, if you just made me maybe shit my pants, like you deserve the C word.
I say it a lot.
I say it in my head a lot. I always want to be brave and say it, but I'm not like that out in public. I can't really. There's been a few times in public where I've like lost my shit. But I always try to keep it in. Like,
I've just like Adam did in the car.
Good one.
I'm real proud of that.
Your muscles are real strong.
It's 10 o'clock your time. You're probably about ready to go to bed.
Ugh, I gotta go
I'm
watch.
I'm just getting started.
Oh, shit. We awakened the beast.
Yeah, I guess we can go. We didn't really talk about anything, did we? We didn't even finish the Harris thing. Like, did we even finish that conversation?
Oh, Harris Walls.
Because I love him. Yeah. He's like the best. He's like the dad I always wanted.
I was reading a profile when it was announced, and the one thing that like got me kind of emotional was that he was the advisor for the Gay Straight Alliance in 1999.
Yeah.
Which would have been when I was in high school, and we had nothing like that. We held on by the skin of our teeth being called a faggot in the hallway, and that was all we had at my school.
Well, that's because you were blowing them backstage.
I was being blown backstage, I'll have you know. I was the receiver. It was a no recip situation.
Anyway, I'm super excited about it. I love seeing like all these people at her events. Next week is it Yeah, it's next week. The DNC is here in Chicago, which is going to be fucking wild, probably.
I'm nervous about it, and I hope nothing bad happens. We don't have a great history of these events going well.
Right.
But I'm just hoping it's like they don't lose momentum. The thing is, like, she's polling great right now. I hope no shit hitting the fan would be great.
I think everybody's too excited about it. And I'm starting to see online people go, I'm tired of the chaos. I'm voting for Harris.
I also feel like, I don't think she'll lose momentum, especially after the debate, because I have a feeling she is going to fucking rock that debate. Like, she is going to, like, go to town.
If he doesn't, like,
not he's a fucking loser. Have we even talked since the assassination attempt? Have we?
That was his staged event. His ear miracle ear that grew back.
I
had someone killed.
There's a meme about like the theater kids. It's like when you're in a play and you have to like you get shot or you get like stabbed or something, and the ensemble surrounds you. You could squirt the blood on you.
I had a situation back in the day where I was investigated, but I tweeted something probably fucking horrible. No one told on me, I guess, but I was just like, you know, the question shouldn't be, how could this happen? The question should be, why wasn't it successful?
Because he hired a dummy. Because he hired a dummy. It got way too close.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I also am like genuinely interested in what the right is actually thinking or saying right now. Like the genuine, like, because we live in a liberal bubble. We live in LA and Chicago. We'll be fine. But I think there is genuine, like, bipartisanship or whatever, like people switching to vote for Harris. Like, it sounds like that's actually happening, but I really like, I'm kind of genuinely curious. Like, I kind of want to like spend an afternoon watching Fox News.
Don't, you'll just want to die.
Good shower.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen in this situation is the polls won't show that she's going to have a lot of votes, but I think a lot of people are going to keep it to themselves, go into the booth, vote for Harris, and not say who they voted for, or just say they voted for douchebag just to lie so they don't have to deal with it.
Interesting.
I keep saying,
because no one knows.
If that ear wound was real, he'd be parading it around like it was the stigmata.
Not the stigmata. All right, let's go. I'm tired.
It's his bedtime.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Sorry it's been so long. We'll try to do better, although I'm leaving for 2 weeks next week, so not for sure how much better it's going to get. But this is Ricky.
This is Adam.
This is Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will Fullerton talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.